Do you think that you actually make choices based on your free will? Hello, I'm Dan Clark and welcome. It's good to have you. 2 minutes of inspiration here. You know, we often think that we actually have free will, but I can tell you with circumstances that you don't have free will in many ways because you have these habits that you can't stop. You have something going on in your world that you consistently do. Like you always drive fast. That's not free will. Or you always gravitate towards sugar or some bad habit or some type of drug or alcohol that just kind of takes over, right? You're always angry about things that don't really matter. When you are not actually in control of what you're behaving and doing, you don't have free will. What's true is that you have these habits or these patterns that have showed up in your life that are actually affecting how you live life. And those patterns are no fun. And those habits or addictions that are there, they're no fun to have in your life, but you don't have free will about them? No, you don't. And the reason that you don't is because you've tried, but you haven't been able to get them to go away. But you haven't tried the right thing yet, right? Well, one of the reasons that we have these patterns or these addictions or these habits or these behaviors where we don't have free will is because at the core of who we are, there's emotions that actually are influencing or energy all of our choices. And those emotions are things that we've experienced or thought or had that have happened in our world because our body holds on to the energy of those emotions. And when we don't have a way of getting rid of them, they affect us, right? Everything that you're doing that you don't want to do, that you consistently do, is because there's emotions on the inside of you that just want to feel happy. And the only way that your body will feel happy is if you do the habit, right? That's how that works. It's kind of weird. So if you're thinking about you have free will, and then you really notice that you don't have free will, I want to challenge you to be intentional and start noticing when you're in a habit that you want to change, what are the emotions that you have about yourself? What are you truly thinking about you? Not about why, but what do you think about you? And in those moments when you think about the emotions you're having about yourself, start changing that emotion. And that will help change the pattern or the habit or the addiction. I love you. I'm Dan Clark.